Track 9, more news stories. Running a mile a day for the RNLI. A Shoulderman's Mile a Day Challenge has raised more than £500 for the Royal National Lifeboat Institute, the RNLI. 33-year-old Patrick Henry Gady easily surpassed his initial target of £125, raising some £600 for the RNLI. He achieved this by running the May Day Mile, whereby participants run a mile a day each day throughout the month of May in support of the RNLI, a charity close to Patrick's heart, for he has a great love of the sea. "I love running and don't want to stop," Patrick said. Patrick, who has autism, completed the challenge alongside his carers who ran with him throughout. "I'm thinking about what to do next," Patrick added. Growing all manner of fruit and vegetables in his two allotments, Patrick is an avid gardener and has a love of steam engines and trains. And next to this article is a lovely picture of a smiling Patrick holding up a trophy on which it says champion number one and waving a union flag.
Help others to help yourself, says volunteer. A volunteer from Dawlish Warren has explained how helping a charity has been helping her since she was widowed. Sue Worthington Dickerson spends time volunteering at Exminster-based West Bank at its community cooker school. She has shared her experience during National Volunteers Week to encourage other people to consider volunteering in their spare time. She became a volunteer following the death of her husband, with whom she spent decades caring for. She said, "When my husband died, I'd been his carer for the best part of 40 years. In the last 12 months of his life, he was increasingly frail, so I was doing everything for him. And once that finishes, you feel a bit lost. To volunteer is to give back, and give back is important. It also keeps you sane after you've lost a partner. Throughout Volunteers Week, which runs until June the 9th, West Bank Community Health and Care is celebrating the army of volunteers who are the beating heart of the Devon-wide charity and sharing volunteer stories to inspire more people to help make a difference. The week also raises awareness about the many benefits of becoming a volunteer and the diverse volunteering roles available." Pip Morrison, West Bank's volunteer engagement manager, said, "Volunteers Week is such an important time for our charity to acknowledge and celebrate the incredible efforts of our army of dedicated volunteers. And West Bank is currently looking to recruit more volunteers for a whole range of different roles. The charity provides a full induction and training program and ongoing support. Launched in 1986, West Bank had just 24 volunteers. Now it employs more than 250 members of staff and has 550 volunteers, supporting thousands of people across Devon. It was awarded the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service in 2021.
Turning the tide for ocean awareness. A giant whale proved to be the big attraction at this year's Turn the Tide Festival in Dawlish. The 18-metre-long cetacean was helping to highlight care for marine environment, coastal and inland waterways, and threats from pollution and climate change. Visitors were able to step inside its belly of the Leviathan, hear seafaring tales of pirates, mermaids and treasure, while a turtle swam inside telling tales of plastic in the ocean. The festival has been running for several years and aims to bring attention to climate change and the environment while providing family entertainment. The three-day event featured a host of attractions, live music, storytelling, creative arts and theatres. Organisers have thanked the people of Dawlish for their support and everyone involved in the event. And there is a picture of said whale sitting on the lawn at Dawlish, together with another picture showing the town's mayor inside the whale, obviously listening to one of the stories.
Water supplies in Tinbridge at crisis point. Teignbridge is at a crisis point because of the strain being put on local water supplies, it has been claimed. Members of Teignbridge Council's Executive Committee say that they have no confidence in South West Water and have agreed to fire off angry letters to government ministers over the amount of sewage being pumped into local waters. Councillor McGregor pointed out that there were 420 discharges into the Teign estuary last year. He said it's a health risk for residents, visitors and businesses. He claimed businesses across the district are at risk because of sewage discharges. It's due to a lack of investment in infrastructure. It's important that we as a council point out to Westminster that we are really concerned about our businesses, our tourism and our environment. It also puts development at risk. It makes it untenable to keep building and building and building when the infrastructure is already at capacity. We're at crisis point. And Councillor David Cox said, we have no confidence in them based on what they have done to our rivers and seas. They have put shareholders ahead of investment in infrastructure. The regulators are underfunded and we need national government to fund these bodies correctly so they can hold bodies to account. A call for a vote of no confidence in the Water Authority has been made at previous Teignbridge Council meetings in April. At that time, Councillor Cox suggested there was no confidence in South West Water's existing systems and processes for managing and investing in Teignbridge's sewage infrastructure. He said then, this is a big issue and we need to condemn South West Water and the government for failing to regulate and keep on top of this. Councillor Cox said there was widespread concern amongst Teignbridge residents regarding the state of the infrastructure. Since then, South West Water has come under fire for its handling of the water contamination in Brixham after cryptosporidium was identified in the network in May.
Crafting excellence is celebrated at Bovey Tracy. 2 decades of crafting excellence were celebrated in Bovey Tracy last weekend. Craft Festival Bovey Tracy saw 200 makers and creators from across the country descend on the town for a 3-day festival, regarded by many as the Glastonbury of craft. Thousands attended the festival, now in its 20th year, which, as well as makers, also included workshops and demonstrations of traditional skills, including willow weaving, block printing, and sewing. Endangered crafts were also highlighted, such as fan making, as demonstrated by Greenwich-based Victoria Ajuku, who is one of only a handful of fan makers in the country. Organiser Sarah James, who has been at the helm since the festival's inception, believes the event is important for producers who may have experienced a tough time during the cost of living crisis. It's a really important time for business, and support at this time of year is vital for them, she said. Nothing really beats the in-person meet and greet with meeting the customer face to face. And there are 10 glorious photographs of people with their particular craft, including the lady from Greenwich with wonderfully colourful fans.